Okay, good. I know from this table, then they are ready. No, they're still writing. Oh, number 99, 94. No, no. So, you present some of your wish. Cool.
Sure. My name is Catherine, and I work at the Desotel Faculty of Management and Career Services with the MBA students. And my colleague, Lori Quigg, is also here. So our wish list, number one, that every child could go to school. It's obviously a UN Millennium Development Goal. And we added to that that they get a quality education, not just an education period, but a quality one, regardless of their social status, that it not just be those who go to private school that get the quality, that even those in poor rural areas get access to quality. Number two, food access, again, a UN MDG, Millennium Development Goal. A minimum of two meals per day, but that's a strict minimum. We would like to see the three, obviously. Number three, access to beauty or cosmetic products to make oneself beautiful. This one might seem to be, you know, a little frivolous, but in fact it was in reference to the fact that young women especially like to make themselves beautiful and can look out into the world and see and want to make themselves beautiful as part of it. Number four, housing, just access to housing so that people not be on the street, that they have a place, a home to call their own. Number five, that each child and adult be given the opportunity to develop themselves and find purpose and add value to their community. Number six, that each person have a creative endeavor, whether it be music, arts, something creative. Number seven is access to credit, so funds. Eight is access to medical / health care on a regular basis. Number nine, that each child have their own clothes. And that one, I might just expand on, it's both for hygienic reasons, because a lot of people get hand-me-downs or get it, in a lot of developing countries, they get shipments from abroad. But it'd be nice to see that every child have their own wardrobe that they own and don't have to share with siblings, that they get to change it and it be washed and so on. So for hygienic reasons and also for reasons of self-confidence or, ownership. And number 10, that every birth around the world be attended by trained medical staff.
If we would have a world democracy with 7 billion people and ask the people if we fulfill the wish, I'm sure we have by the most of the wishes a 2/3 majority, and it would be not a problem to bring enough people behind these wishes if we would have the technology behind. But the social media grows, and I hope the next generation will do it. Who wants to present also wish? Okay, good.
Hello, my name is Rachel LaSalva, and I'm a science student at McGill doing my undergrad. So our group decided on three wishes. The first one is that we wish that every child have access to nourishment and education every day. We realize this is agreed upon mostly, so we just decided to keep it simple. The second one is that we wish that universities would license their innovations in a socially responsible way. And number three is to see a social movement whereby youth, especially those in the developed world, are inspired to engage in lifelong social action. Thank you.
So I take a number three, and in between, during the day, I will come to the rest of the table. So everybody can present it. I just do three by a roll, and then I do another one. Can we have your wishes? You're still discussing. Can we have your wish? Cool.
Hello, my name is Dean Al-Casey, and I'm a joint political science and history student. So basically, we grouped our wishes under one main wish, and that wish is we wish that all humans have the resource to resolve their conflicts. We find that most of the times we're talking about unstable communities where we wish to implement, you know, access to water and access to free education, but impediment to all these is peace and stability. So we wish that, first of all. And from that, from living in a society with prevailing peace, we wish access to education, access to clean water and sanitation, ability and tools to create anything they may desire. and pride in who they are with respect to other cultures, of course. And those are our wishes. So just to reiterate, you know, access to conflict resolutions and means to resolve your conflict is our main wish.
Yeah, let's see how we can come this wish true, and to realize it. Who believes that humankind will once have a step on the Mars? On the Mars. Who believes it? I believe it as well. You have a doubt on it, then humankind once comes on the Mars? You doubt it? You doubt it? If the humankind can reach the Mars. Mars? On the planet Mars? Who have a doubt on it? Who believes it? It's just a question of effort, of technique, of commitment. The same is for your wish. If we wish, then we have a world where not a single child die out of hunger. We can achieve it. Maybe it takes us 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, 100 years, 150 years. We were dreaming 1,000 years to can fly. But if we want to do it, we have enough creativity to shape it. Even if we are 9 billion or 7 billion or 8 billion or 5 billion, it's not a single reason why every day 27,000 people die out of hunger. It's unacceptable. So, and if we want to do it, it's the same like to reach the planet Mars, we can reach it. This is only a question of a mindset. And that's what I want to share with you about the business concept, who is all about how to do business with a different kind of a mindset. So, technique. I hope it works. Yes. Okay, good. I just tried it. So before we start, I sit in such a comfortable chair. Yes. I think for the movie, can we turn off the light? What's your good name? No, yeah. It will be great. Turn off the light. I show you a movie about Grameen America and the opening of the microfinance bank in New York City. It's a trailer, the movie called Catch a Dollar. The movie will be shown in the cinema in the end of the year. It's a 2-minute movie to get a little bit in the theme. I started again. Yes. It's good. Okay, you ready? I know I was challenging you. Okay, 1, 2, and 3. No sound. Oh, the sound from the computer is there.
Kind of development.
Okay, let's do it. It's only so short.
We have inherited one idea of development, prosperity, coming from the West. From Asia, we want to bring another kind of development. Banking system is based on the principle, the more you have, the more you get.
Poor people remain poor for all the time. You don't help them to get out.
Grameen Bank lends out over $1 billion a year with tiny loans. We have 7.5 million borrowers. Help each other to stay afloat together. This can work any place.
When I first heard about everything, I couldn't believe it because I said, maybe in some other country, but this is the United States. It's not going to work here.
It's an unheard of concept. Bank which lends money, not to make money, but to help people.
Gives the banking support where one can't get support from the traditional banking system.
But in the United States, there's a different character, perhaps.
You never know unless you try.
My dream was to get me this big mixer, and I couldn't believe it when I got a check from Grameen that day. I was like, I got my mixer. I couldn't believe it.
The average person really don't have the money to go get a business plan, to go get contracts. It's expensive.
Poor people are poor because it's their fault. A lot of people believe that.
They do. But if you look at the poor people, they work very hard.
And this is what Grameen is doing. He is making them live their dream.
This is the unity. Hard work will allow us to succeed.
This is the unity. Hard work
difference can your efforts possibly make? The truest test of a person's life is what we do for one another.
In a world where you need a dollar to catch a dollar, you need to have something to help the bottom people lift themselves up.
So the movie Catch a Dollar, it's about the documentary of Grameen Bank starts in the United States. It was Gail Ferraro. She was nearly 2 years together with the starting point. The movie, I saw it already. It's really for the world of microfinance, and the Grameen Bank is the mother of social business, and very interesting and emotional experience to watch it. And if you want to see how systems comes from the East, business system comes from the East to the West, and how it can make an impact, the movie really can show you a deep inside view about microfinance. The second movie what I bring to you is about what is social business. So the mother of social business is Grameen Bank, but in this following movies we explain in 5 minutes. We use the media because I try in 1 day normally what we took in a week to give you an experience. That's why I use some movies. And this one explain it exactly about the system on social business.
We created
I created a mistake.
We created a joint venture company with Danone. Danone is the food company, which is the water company and the yogurt company. You know, Danone yogurt, everybody likes. So this is called Grameen Danone Company in Bangladesh. I met the chairman of Danone in a chance meeting, and we were discussing, and I suggested to him, why don't we create a Grameen Danone Company in Bangladesh? He said, to do what? I said, to produce yogurt. You said your yogurt is very delicious. I said, for a special purpose. We can produce yogurt to address the problem of malnutrition among the children of Bangladesh. We take all the micronutrients which are missing in the children, put it in the yogurt, and make it very cheap so that the poorest children can afford it and eat it. There are millions and millions of children in Bangladesh who are malnourished. Experts tell us that if a child eats 2 cups of these yogurts per week and does it over a year, he or she will regain the full health. He said, I agree. He shook hands and he said, I agree. I said, I have not finished yet. I said, it will be a social business. He said, what is a social business? I explained to him, in this business, social business, you can invest, but you cannot take any dividend. You can take all your investment back, recoup all your money, but after you have taken back the last penny, it stops. Company continues to earn profit, but it is not your profit. It's company's profit. Company continues to expand and reach out to more children because it is driven by the social objective. He again shook hands, he says, I agree. This time I thought he doesn't understand my English. But later on I exchanged emails explaining everything. I said, please confirm if we understand each other. He gladly sent me back. He said, I understood every word of it. Let's go ahead and do it. And we created that company. We are selling that yogurt now in Bangladesh.
She gets a batch of supplies from the Grameen Danone factory and then she sells it in the village. We have a special program for beggars. So she might be a member of that group that as a beggar she joined Grameen Bank to take a loan and start the business. Instead of begging around, now she sells around. So it's a transformation by itself. this particular job, selling yogurt, came in very handy. She knows the families all around the place. She knows where she can sell this stuff. And people support her because she used to beg. Now she is selling something. So this is good for everybody.
If this becomes successful in this cluster of villages, then all we have to do is to repeat this all over Bangladesh. Because as a once if you put it in a business format, then the sky's the limit. You can expand it as many ways as you want, because it once you get the engine started, it never stops. It runs by its own steam. And that's where the difference between charity and a social business. In charity, when you give the money, it goes away. It never comes back. So charity dollar has only one life. If you use it, it's done. But if you can define this or design this into a social business, then suddenly that social business dollar has endless life. Because it recycles, it starts moving back and forth again and again. So you touch many more lives and it continues ever and ever.
Okay, so that was the example, and now put on the light, and the cinema is over, but these two movies explained the emotion and the system quite well. Now I have to check a little bit who in the room where we are, so I know a little, who knows the book Bank God to the Poor? Who read it? Okay, good. And Creating a World Without Poverty? Okay, so they have some of them. And the Building Social Business. Okay. So we have some experts who read probably two or three books. So in the break, in the coffee break, what we have in approximately 40 minutes. Point you out, have a discussion with the others. So he did. Who was in Bangladesh before? Who visited? Ah, okay, good. Okay, good. So let me share a little bit the knowledge so I know to explain you what is Grameen. Grameen means in Bangla village, nothing else. It's a word what we call for the village. And when I traveled to Bangladesh, and before I was the consultant, as I explained, for many huge corporations and stuff like this, I discovered a completely new kind of a mega organization. And this mega organization have a very strong core quality, and this is to believe on something, really to make something happen, to believe it. And their beliefs, and we are able to create a world full without poverty, and to say, to pitch a show, to open for the next generation the door. This is what I find out there. And then, of course, then we are able to create a world full of dignity. That's what I find out as well. And to be able to create a world full of joy. And there's many interesting research, but one research is even Bangladesh is one of the poorest countries, but they're one of the most happiest people with the circumstance what they have. And comparing to my country in Germany, we have a real big public sickness, and it's about unhappiness. Even we have everything what we need, but more than 50% of us, at least in Germany, going around the whole world. Yeah, you know, I guess there are some Canadians, some Germans. Good. And we are able to create a world full of courage. It's not so bad. We have also very joyful guys in Germany. We are able to create a world full of courage, especially for the next generation. And that sounds, with the microcredit programs what they have, it's $9.7 billion by Grameen Bank gives out as a loan, and it's 97% of the borrowers are women, and it's 98% of repayment of the rates. This is incredible figures up to today. Even we have a lot of critics at microcredit at the moment around the world. We have 70,000 institutions of microcredit. The only one what we know up to now who is a social business with a license as a bank is micro, is a Grameen Bank, and it's a total different approach what we do. But of course a lot of people say they do it like Professor Yunus, but it's totally different. So there is a lot of problems in the microfinance world, but still there's a lot of benefit in it. So there's both sides. Many people try to make money now. Many people try to have a political control behind microfinance. Many people just do it, but they don't do it properly. So, but the figures at the moment from Grameen Bank are really impressive. It's actually 8.3 million borrowers of Bangladesh, and it makes an impact of around 32 million family members in Bangladesh. Worldwide, we have an access now of the poorest by 110 million on microcredit. By all the critics what we have at the moment, just imagine if it doesn't have microcredit. What happens then? We have now $32 billion in microcredit systems. This is much less than how much we spend only to save one bank in Germany. So, but imagine what it means we take the money out. We had nothing but the poorest of the poorest on the financial service. So if you go on the critical point, see the relation in it. So there is a lot of good stories about microfinance. Today we concentrate on social business, but at least I want to share with you the mother of social business, Grameen Bank, some figures. And then, of course, what's interesting on the whole stuff, what's the difference on the Grameen Bank is 99% of the children are able to read and write. We have more than 60,000 academic people in the second generation from the poorest of the poorest. And is 50% of the borrower have less than two childs. And that shows a lot. And if you go in statistic, you see this is probably one of the biggest challenge to have a happy family, but don't oversize it. This is how we handle it. Of course, every child is mostly welcome. Just the right size of the family is an enormous issue in the world. We need a little bit more children in Japan, Germany, Poland, I guess in, I don't know, Canadians do quite good, huh? We have a lot of immigration system, so I guess we have not this problem of sinking population in Germany. We have a dramatic demographic change at the moment. So, and on the microcredit bank, on the Grameen Bank side, if you read the Banker to the Poor, you will see it starts always with 16 decisions. Just to give you a little bit on the social impact, five people make a branch. You five people get the credit, maybe $20, $20, $25, $25, $30 to buy a chicken, buy some materials to do it. I meet you once in a week. Every one of you make 16 decisions to say, yes, I start to have a toilet, I start to have a bed, I start to have a roof over the head, I send my children to the school. You get the collateral free, but I come. You don't come to the bank and ask, please, please, please. I come to you every month, every week. And you pay me back from this $20, $25, maybe a dollar in a week or 50 cents and 10% on top of it as a deposit. And if every one of you gets back, we get in the second round and so on and so on. We are having the system in 80,000 villages in Bangladesh and it works since 34 years. So much and so far, just to touch it a little bit about the Grameen Bank, about the fascination of this company. And it's owned by the poorest of the poorest. The ownership is not by Professor Yunus and not by Professor Latifi. The people, you are the owner of the bank. And you will decide, one of you will represent you in the next branch, and then you vote one representative to go to the management, and so far, and so forth. So it's a really interesting system. Who have more interest about it, the Banker of the Poor. There's a lot of scientific research on it, and just if you watch at the moment, microfinance, don't put everything in one pot. It's like to mix up apple and nuts. It's two different mindset behind, have a clear view on it. In 1974, Professor Yunus comes back to Bangladesh, and he was a teacher at the I teach economic at the university in Chittagong together with Professor Latifi. At this time, Bangladesh was in a terrible disaster, and 17 students and Professor Yunus and Professor Latifi try after the school to make themselves helpful to others. And up today, the 17 students and the two professors working together. They're creating an enormous movement in Bangladesh, but there was a very early ask also, can you give me help there? Can you give me help there? Can you give me help there? So without push strategy, just by asking people, can you give me your knowledge, how we can do it? They have now more than 150 programs in 52 countries worldwide. It's a very interesting story and experience. But it's much more than the microfinance. It's a whole family of social business. And the picture what I chose here, it shows you a hospital. So in the Grameen family, you find more than 50 different companies, foundations, schools, hospitals, really everything what they can create. And they're having, for example, next to the hospital, next to the healthcare, one important issue is about renewable energy. In 1993, Professor Yun starts to sell solar panels. And the aim was to have 10 solar panels per month. And we have around 60 to 65% of the people in Bangladesh who have no access to electricity. So the big aim was to sell 100 in a month. Today, we are selling 1,000 solar panels per day. It took us a long time, 7-10 years, to really let it run. But now we know the system, now the technology is right. So like a tree, like if you plant down a walnut tree, takes you 7, 8, 10 years to have the first nuts. But then after 15, 17, 20 years, this is a really strong tree and give you enough seeds and enough fruits every year. The same is with social business. Takes you a while. It's not an easy journey, but then if it's growing, it gives you a lot of benefit. What are we doing at the Grameen Creative Lab? Who we are? So it's a big entrepreneur spirit in it, creative communication and strategy consultants. When I did my travel with Professor Yunus, I understand there's millions of people outside who want to have an interactive platform with the Grameen family, but there was no international organization, so we're setting up a social business. It's called the Social Business GmbH, it's like an LTT, and we hired people from Boston Consulting, McKinsey, from Bain & Company, JP Morgan. So I go around and I try to get the best people under 30 years with the high potential to bring in our team. We are now 32, we're working worldwide, and we're doing all the different kind of setting up the social business. The people from us staying in Haiti, staying in Albania, staying in Colombia, staying in Bangladesh and India. Before there was on the big top business. Now they're sleeping sometimes weeks on a very simple life and try to establish different social business movement. It's a beautiful team. I'm very happy to work with the people. Leonard, who just went out, is one of them. Saskia was here. Top people who work with us and try to accelerate the social business. It was founded between me and Professor Yunus, later on Saskia Preuston, the Canadian citizen, just I mentioned because we're in Canada. She is the director of the Grameen Creative Lab. What we do, we interact, we incubate, and we create. How we do it on huge different conferences and social business labs like today, worldwide. We have a clear strategy on the web. I guess next year we are really ready to have a couple of 100,000 people on the website. We are trying to get publications out with a new book about building social business. We have a huge cooperation network with universities. We have brainstorming social business experiments. We're creating joint ventures, public-private partnerships, social business funds. And what we have achieved, you have to see, we are on performance since the 15th of January 2009. This is less than 2 years. In these 2 years, we have three big joint ventures with BASF, Otto, and Adidas. Otto, I know it's maybe not so known, but Otto is the biggest mail order company in the world. It's a little bit bigger like Amazon, so it makes a quite big impact. We are starting since a year, very silently, but next year we pronounce it. In a year, we prepare a huge holistic social business movement in Haiti. We have different events and communications. So Professor Yunus gives his last speech on the 20 years of the fall of the Berlin Wall, and we did a lot of different stuff there. And at the moment, we run a European social business tour. We find 10 million euros as an investment from a bank, and we talk to young people in six different cities in Eastern Europe, and the best ideas we finance direct. So we have in Vienna, in Bratislava, Prague, Belgrade, Budapest, and Bucharest, we're setting up a grassroots movement from social business, not only having the big corporations in it. We are very thankful to Danone, and we are very thankful to the others, but I think we should also give a big access to the grassroots and to the startup community. That's what we do in concentrate in the former Eastern Europe part. That's our client worldwide who hire us as a consultant, where we work together, and we are very happy what we did. SAP is a big partner, and we have around 10 more corporations starting up next year. We just didn't have enough human resources to do so. Otherwise, it will be much more. The network, what we built up to now, it's we have a California Institute of Social Business. With the Institute of European Design, we're creating for next year a master of design for social business. Very interesting new approach. We have the Grameen Creative Lab at Koji University. We have the European Business School. We signed yesterday with McGill. We are at the RGC in Paris. We have a Glasgow Caledonia University, a UNOS Center at the Bocconi University and Rico University. And I just signed, before I come here, with the Financial University in Moscow, an agreement to setting up a social business center in Moscow. We have a lot of other offers, but we have to be precisely and prepare every relationship and every friendship on the best way. So that's what we do there. We have a public-private partnership with the governor of Caldas in Colombia. I will tell more about in the afternoon. With the city of Milan, with the Republic of Albania, and we do a social business city movement in the city of Wiesbaden. It's a small city with 320,000 citizens. And we involve around 1,000 companies in this movement and all NGOs and all organizations, schools, universities, and we want to show how a city can be involved in a holistic way. We have a cooperation with different NGOs because we want also demonstrate it's not only a way for big companies, it's also a good partnership to NGO to create the social business. And we have agreement with the Expo 2015 with the Clinton Global Initiative, and every year we go on the top. Yeah, the camera is running. Okay, we go on the deep hotspot of the business community in Davos, and I think it's important to have a dialogue with the big corporations. Why we do it? I explain it. My personal reason is I'm lucky. I'm 3 times happy father. My children are nearly grown up. I do it personally. I'm old enough to say it doesn't matter if it's my child or it's another child. I want to be there for the next generation. By the way, Haiti, the average age is 16 years. It's an island full of children. Doesn't matter if it's my genetic roots or yours or me as a man. I see it's my responsible to taking care maximum of my effort for the next generation. As well, the figures gives me a clear amount to say, yes, we have to see. We have actually 1.2 billion people in extreme poverty, but even we have 3 billion people who doesn't know what to eat in 3 days. For every day when they stand up, they have enough to eat, maybe for tomorrow, but not for after tomorrow. And imagine how your daily mind, how your access is in your mind if it doesn't know what to eat in 2 or 3 days. And I was born in Germany, I told you. When I was 9 years, I was taught by the Holocaust. And I never forget this day when they show us this movie about the Nazi, when they show us this terrible stuff. And I feel so guilty, and I know every person in my village. So I take my bicycle, and in the same day, I went to nearly every house, knocking on the door, and asked the elderly person, what you did? What was your role? I don't understand what you... So I know it from in a small village, you know each other. So I would like to know, I calculate who was living at this time and who have which role. Most answer was always, oh, Hans, I doesn't know. You know, it comes slowly. You can't make anything. If we get the questions in 50 years or 25 years from the next 9 years old boys and girls, what you did when we mess up nearly the whole world, when we kill people every day because we doesn't share our knowledge, definitely we can't say we doesn't know it. We can say we didn't have a way. We didn't have things to do. But we're not able to say we didn't know it. This is the difference change. And responsibility means freedom. And to take some of this responsibility, it means freedom. The next big thing is what Emmanuel says is trust to the business community. We need a strong economic. We need a very, very strong economic side to keep peace and to keep the things done. And the trust in the business community have to be back. Social business is a navigation to bring the trust back to the business community. By the way, I believe 3% should be enough as a social business, as a navigator for the 97% of the other business. I don't dream to have a 100% social business community. I think 3% in the world of social business. And this can be a clear navigator for the rest of the business community. If you look to the word of business, it's very interesting because business comes from the North Italian word business. Means careful, anxious, busy, occupied, diligent. Okay? And mostly it was used if we five or six works together now to prepare our food, business, for the winter, to come over the winter. That was the original roots from business. Later on it was related to the sense of work occupation, and in the 18th century the English trader say we have to do our trading business carefully. We have to be busy, we have to be occupied, diligent, and anxious. So it's very interesting to see sometimes to the roots. So the roots was totally different. It was how we can go over the winter together. That's how business starts. When we talked about social business with Professor Yunus, and I say from the very beginning on, oh, Professor Yunus, we need strong principles. Then people understand it and we doesn't have the same mistake like in what we have many times now in microcredit. So we write down the 7 principles. And these 7 principles are very easy and very strong. First, your object is to solve a problem of the whole business. It can be poverty, it can be education, it can be anything what's in your mind. Secondly, from the beginning on, the design is self-sustained. Certainly, the investment gets the money back, but no dividend at all. It's a single path strategy, not even a percent, not even 2%. You want to have the clear mindset of selflessness. And then number 4 is, of course, the company makes a profit, but nobody takes the profit. The profit stays in the company to solve the problems. Number 4, we will have a long life learning process about environmental conscience. I think it's very important. Number 6, if you work in Danone or you work in Grameen Danone, you should have the same market wages money to get the best talent in the job. And number 7, and very important, is to do it with joy. In the business community, we forgot totally how to do our work with joy. We think all the time it's tough, hard fight. It's not. Definitely it's not the whole fight. Of course, sometimes you have to fight if a storm is coming, but it's not a fight for your whole life. And by all the discussions what we have about social business, this sentence makes it very clear, is stay or become part of the business world as a first-class citizen with social business. We don't want to be separate and in an NGO, in a tax reduction or something. No, we want to be clearly in the business community, accepted as a first-class citizen. Our work is great, our work is top. We are not a second-class citizen. And we don't go around and say, oh, we do be so social, please give me tax reduction. Oh, we are so helpful, please give me a rise. Exactly this power of dignity should be in every social business. If we do something, we do it excellent, we do it perfect, and we do it good. The fields of social business, what we created, you can see on this wheel, it was designed by different students, the public sector, individuals, investor, family business-owned, companies, NGOs, entrepreneur, art and performance, sports, media, education. And I point this art and performance out to say, without art and performance, we never come out of the mess where we are. And art and performance is not a luxury good. It's a daily need for people. Especially if you go to Ethiopia, if you go to Bangladesh, if you go to India, to sing, to dance, to express yourself, to have the right to put yourself on the beautiness, to play a role, to be somebody, to have identity. Art and performance is an enormous, important role for fighting against poverty. Sometimes we forget it and we think this is a luxury good. So now I would like to ask you for 3 minutes to keep to following stuff. To keep silent and to write down for you personally some questions what you have. But it will be nice if you can do this in silence. Okay? So 3 minutes, and if you have one question or two questions, but write down your question and think about for 3 minutes which questions you have to the social business. Okay?